This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. You're listening to WCNO. And I'm Luann Lineken, and I'm with...
James Rynch.
Ta-da!
Glory.
Okay. So, you know what, James? Right before we went on, James says, hey, you know, are you okay? You look a little different. You look a little tired, and I'm not wearing makeup. But the funny part of the whole thing is that as I was walking in, you know, because we're doing the gift of faith and trusting in the Lord and His Word, and as I'm walking in, he goes, now remember, you're beautifully and wonderfully made. So I said, I'm going to stand on that word with no makeup on today.
Praise God.
And then you said, well, you're very pretty anyway. Thank you. So, so I decided I just felt like I'm being el natural today. But we are talking about the gift of faith. We're talking about the different types of faith. So we want to do a little recap on that because we want to get into the gifts of healings. So, and that's a big one too, and miracles. So this is a power gift. This is a do something gift. What are we going to do? You know, we have the reveal something is prophecy, word of the word, the get the, what is it? The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. And then there's the do something and say something. And that's tongues, interpretation, and discerning of the spirits. Amen. Right? Because we want to cast those out when we see them. We want to say, out! In Jesus' name. Okay, so the gift of faith is, another word, special faith. It's a power gift, like we're saying. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, through the NIV. I also have the New King James Version here too, but I'll read the NIV. It says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. So, because I have little notes on that, because it's just today as I was reading it, he was telling me highlight certain things. So we'll talk about that after I finish reading it. So to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, that's discerning of spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongue, and to another the interpretation of tongue. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as he determines, as he wills. As he wills for us to operate in his will to glorify him to another person. So the gifts are for another person. When we receive a gift, it's given from God. We get the gift to give a gift. So we receive it to give it. Hallelujah. Right, James?
Yeah, what she means is like the gift of prophecy is to, for the person you're prophesying to. We, people with the gift of prophecy can't prophesy over themselves. They can seek God for answers. They can't use the gift of healing on yourself or any of the gifts.
That's right.
For other people.
Amen.
And
amen.
At Christmas time, you don't buy yourself a bunch of gifts, put them under the tree if you have a tree.
And, you know, but the thing is, if we really look at it, it's a gift to receive the gift to give to someone else. It's so beautiful. And we do get blessed by it, like you're saying. But it's not for us to keep for ourselves. It's for us to give to another person and to know his voice.
And when the oil goes through you, it keeps you like from being stagnant and
amen.
Like just clogged up and wonder why nothing's going good when you minister, whether it's prophecy or healing or even helps or, you know, if someone says to give someone money or whatever it is, then you definitely get blessed by the anointing you feel when it happens.
Yes, you do. You get very highly blessed. It's a blessing to be a blessing. So when I was reading that, before I came here, I was reviewing my stuff and God was adding and giving me some notes. When it says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, then it talks about kinds of service, but the same Lord. So it's like Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Kinds of working, and that's the body, you know, in the body, that's God the Father. So I was thinking spirit, soul, and body, how we are fully one with him when we're operating in his fullness, right? But we always say you can operate in the gifts and still not be living according to his will, plan, and purpose.
Totally.
Right? So we can operate. You know, I can be all about, you know, spiritual things, but still not, my mind is not lining up with God and my body's not lining up with God. I could be all about, you know, healing and my body, you know, sacrifice and all that, but still not. We could always be unequally yoked with God, too, if we choose not to give our lives to him fully. He wants every part of us.
And what she means is, because the gifts are given, it's one, if you get someone the gift of prophecy, it's like one, it's not a growing thing, even though you do learn hearing, you know, what, because the enemy can speak too, but it's given like in one instance, whereas like right. fruit is grown
it's
over
grown.
Time and are
yeah.
submitting to God and growing.
But you will find when you start to, once we shine the light on this, and I know, like for me as an example, once I get an understanding of what I'm talking about, like with this, I get to see it in people. And when you recognize it, you will notice that they operate in a certain gift a little bit more because they're easily accessible to God to be operating in that gift because he wants to get, you know, so because we can miss it. You know, and then somebody else does it. Like Pastor tells a story about throwing the shoe. He was told to throw the shoe, and then somebody else threw a shoe.
I was going to just explain what she's talking about. He was in a he got born again in a Catholic church, and God started giving him words to get up and share prophetic words, and or not get up, but just where he was sitting. He was in church, and the Lord said, "Take your shoes off and throw them up front." He's like, "I'm not taking my shoes off." He said it three times. He didn't do it. And then someone else threw their shoes up front. And this lady ran up crying, screaming, because she was going to kill herself. She said, "If you're real, tell someone to take their shoes off and throw them up front."
See?
And I'm glad I didn't get tested with that, because I think I would have failed.
Amen. And he's so good because, you know, God, Pastor Tom is used in so many ways. But that's a lesson. He recognized, you know, and that's how we can recognize, oh, I missed that one. But God's forgiving and be open and, you know, just say, use me as you will, Father. I'm prepared to, you know, operate any way you want me to. And the difference between the different faiths that we're talking about, I mean, it's faith, but we can function in our faith. That's the measure of faith. That's natural faith. We're functioning, but operating like a surgeon, like God wants to operate on somebody. That's when you operate in the gift, because it's only for that time slot. when you're scheduled to be operated on. and then it gets lifted. But faith, measure of faith, is something that we can grow in, and there's fruit of faith. But the measure of faith is something also God gives us a measure. We're born with natural faith, but could be in the wrong thing, though. I could be faithing in the wrong things as we get born again. And then there's saving faith, which is a gift of God, not the gift of faith. It's the gift of God in us being alive again is saving faith. And it reads that way. So let me read that.
I just want to say, if I heard audibly, I'd probably throw my shoes at front.
So where was that scripture? Let me see. We'll get there. I don't want to lose my train of thoughts and track here. So gifts are to fulfill also the 12th step. The 12th step of the program says that we go out and do service. We practice these principles in all our affairs and help the other sick and suffering. It's what Jesus's ministry, the authority to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. That's what we're supposed to be doing in that step. When people come in broken to a meeting, or when you hear, you could just be doing your everyday life and you hear someone saying they have a cold, or you know they're not feeling well, your ears to hear, and you'll know it's time to maybe talk to them. Maybe they need to be born again and then receive the healing, but that's walking by faith too.
You know, I usually pray, and when they're healed, then I give them the gospel.
Amen.
Seems easier to me being fighting intimidation.
Yeah. So, okay. So we ended off, it says start here this week. So there are different type kinds of faith, and we must differentiate between them all. Okay. So we just talked about saving faith is, for me, it's I have to live in my saving faith. It's to be alive, born again, and to walk in that faith that I'm born again. And now I'm a new creation, and now I have to start finding out who I am in Him, okay? And then there's general, natural, human faith, which is a measure of faith. Now, we could take our measure from the world or from God. He gives us a measure. We're born with faith, but we can listen to the world's messages and develop our faith in that, or we can listen to God's word and develop our faith in that. And that's using His word when we speak, okay? And the fruit of faith, let me just say general faith, we all have to some measure of it, believers and non-believers. And that's when it's what we choose to believe. It's how I function in my life, in my faith. So I could still not have fruit of faith and have a measure of faith is what I'm trying to say, and speak the word and still not be growing in the faith. But just because I know the word doesn't mean it's a measure. And yes, we can practice that. But as I use His word and I stand on His word in a situation in my life, my faith will grow because I'm speaking His word, I'm hearing it. And by hearing, right, our faith grows. And that's where the fruit of faith starts to really develop inside of us. And that's the growing in me faith. So there's the Jesus faith, I'm alive, I'm born in Christ faith. There's born with me, it's already in me. Now I have to choose what I'm going to believe in, the measure I'm going to choose to believe in. And then there's the growing faith in me, right? By choosing God's word, it will start to cultivate in my heart. And the fruit of faith or faithfulness is the fruit of the Spirit, which comes after the salvation and needs to be cultivated daily. So thank God He gives us all a measure of faith, because we know how to at least practice faith in our life to some degree, even when it was the wrong kind of faith. And because we know that it takes faith even to drive a car today, I got a faith in people and in electronics and everything. So it's that kind of faith that's your general faith, your natural faith. And then the fruit of faith is what I can cultivate in God's word and transfer, right, the wrong measure of faith into the right, the truth, and grow. And then there's the gift of faith, and that's supernatural faith. That's when God's faith, when he comes and wants to operate through you. Okay? And that's God expressing his faith out of me to give, to operate, and give to someone else. So it's not a functioning faith. I need faith to function every day. But it's an operating. It's a temporary operating moment that he's asking me to operate in his faith to glorify himself to another person, to reveal who he is.
When it comes on you, usually it's not, you don't feel like he's asking me. It's just like someone could have
something
wrong, a broken bone or something. But when you pray, you just like all of a sudden you got this confidence. You don't even know where it came from.
Amen.
Afterwards. You're like, whereas before you would be like nervous, is going to happen. You're like, no, be healed. You know, yeah. You're like, where'd that come from? You know, that's that gift of faith.
Amen. Because God gives us authority, right? But when his authority takes over, I don't have to wrestle with it. You know? So saving faith is a gift of God given to us through his word. Ephesians 2:8 says, For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It's salvation in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, right? That kind of faith, that he lives in me. And I believe that. So it made me alive. It's faith that I'm now alive. So it's not the gift of faith. It's the gift of God in me. Okay? And I believe that. That makes me born again. I believe God died for me to dwell in me, his resurrection, and be born so that I can be born. He died, went to hell, resurrected so that I can live in the blessings and no longer in the curse, if I choose to. Right? And Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So believing by what I hear. So whatever I'm hearing, if I'm not hearing God's word, that's a decree. That's a law from the king. That's a decree from the king. He's not going to take it back. So it works. You can operate in that in a negative way or a positive way, because faith comes by hearing. So am I hearing the wrong thing? Am I exposing myself to the wrong things? Is it the God of the world that I'm listening to, that I'm believing in? Old wives' tales, traditions, and hearing by the word of God. So, and the correct hearing, when I start listening to the word of God, I start to recognize the difference. I start to, how do they say, intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle me, because I start to recognize truth and lies. But it's only through the word of God that I can understand and stand under the truth. Okay, and he's always going to, if we allow him, correct us and convict us, never condemn us. We might feel condemned because the enemy wants us to feel condemned. But if you change your thinking and your vocabulary and you understand different words for what they really are, he's always loving us when he's correcting us. It might feel, when I punish my children when they were younger, or even my son now, when I told him he can't do something, he gets mad. He thinks I'm mean, all these things, but he knows I love him. And that's the bottom line. He knows he's safe with me. He knows I have his best interest, even if it doesn't feel that way for himself. It doesn't matter how he feels. It's the truth, and the truth is what makes us free. Hallelujah, right? Okay, so general faith is the functioning faith, right? And Romans 12:3 says, God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith, and that's our functioning in. This faith can be increased as we feed on the world or the word. It's up to us. The word is truth. The world are lies. What am I feeding on? We can all have this ever-increasing faith. Now, a lot of people turn to science.
She's saying that because the word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So as we listen to the word of God and believe his promises over
the
doctors or the world,
amen.
That's how we grow in faith.
Right.
That's what she's referring to.
That's exactly what I'm referring to, because we can lean towards science and learn about all, you know, a lot of people use Google. I say, Goggle it, not Google it. Hey, listen, good is in Google. What? Right? No,
no,
it's not. So, Goggle it, Google it, okay? Because we hear a story or we get a report, and then we start looking it up and feeding off of information. And although some of it might be some truths, it's not all truths, because God, the bottom line is, yes, there might be all those symptoms, right? But God says he healed you already. So you have a choice. Either you're going to stand in his healing, regardless of what it feels like, looks like, sounds like, but like me not having makeup on today. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made, regardless of what it looks like, and regardless of how I feel. Amen, right? So that's the same thing. Now, am I going to sit in the front of the mirror and say, oh my God, you know, I have the makeup, everyone's... I can do that and feed myself the wrong information, or I can continue to say, I'm beautifully and wonderfully made, right? And the same thing with healings, the same thing with prosperity, the same thing with victory, the same thing with forgiveness, right? Unbelief. He gives us a scripture for everything, and he tells us on this rock, right? So the rock is his word, Jesus Christ. His word is what we stand on. And if you want stability in a territory in your life, in your heart, whether it's finances, work, children, marriage, fornicating, drugs, whatever it is, put a word in there. Put God's word in there, because Jesus only said, it is written. He never battled in any other way. He never tried to stop doing anything. He just said, it's written. And he was still hungry when he was saying it. Right?
Yeah, it's like when you get a bad report, do you go look everything up about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Thing
yeah.
you were, and mm-hmm. then study that, or right. do you go
Amen.
Look everything up on healing
That's
scriptures?
That's right. So,
and
gottle
study
it.
That.
Yeah, gottle it. What does God say about cancer? He says, you've been healed. Amen.
Amen.
So, general faith is the faith that we receive answers to prayers. That's the faith that when we start to, listen, I received an answer. I was tired of living a certain way, and I was crying out to God. And I had, in that moment, he was the only one that I could think of that I was, maybe because I felt like it was safer not to stand in front of a human body, a person, to say, I'm living really bad. I'm not a very good person right now, Lord, and I need your help. So, I mean, maybe that's why he even went, because he knew it would be much easier for people to go. He knew Luann would need that one day. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If I was the only person in the world, he would have done it. Just like if you were the only person in the world, he still would have done it for you too. He loves us that much, okay? So Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Someone said that today. Yesterday or something. Someone was saying something to me about a scripture. They're like, yeah, oh. So there was someone that I was talking to outside the church, and he goes, and I, you know, he obviously was not in a good place. And I said, well, we were talking. I said, well, first, you know, if we live out of order, our life can get complicated and everything, because he was talking to me about being a Christian. I said, you know, first seek the kingdom. He started saying, and then you get what you want. I said, you know, there's a sentence in between that. And that's the kicker right there. It's, you know, his righteousness. When I live according to his righteousness, then the things will be supplied, because they're according to his righteousness, his will, his way, his ideas, his desire to be manifested here on earth, in your life. Hallelujah. So we need to believe, and that's the faith in receive, faith in receiving, and faith in having what he already said we have. The Bible has already been written. Everything has already been done. He's not going to come back and do it all over again for anyone. Because he's already done it. Praise the Lord. I don't think anybody would ever want to come back and experience. He did it all for us. He even went to hell for us. So you don't have to. So if you feel like you're living in hell, get out. You don't have to. Get a scripture. So many people, by general faith, receive answers to prayers because praying to God for help from addiction, from pain, suffering. You know, I was talking with someone yesterday. They called me. And hello, if you're listening, God bless you. She disclosed, you know, some things with me. And I said, she said something about love and affliction. God shows up in love and affliction. I said, well, I think we show up in affliction and God shows up in love. It takes affliction for us to show up to God. And then, and she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds a little bit better than what, yeah, because she heard it the other way. I'm like, it sounds like we need to come to him in the affliction and the brokenness, and then he comes to us with love, you know. So he doesn't need to hurt us, and we don't need to go through pain. We choose pain and suffering and things like that in our life because of the choices that aren't lining up with God's. Now, don't get me wrong. There's generational stuff. Yeah, and there's generational stuff. But God's the one that spoke the curse out of love to protect us, to keep us, to go towards him, okay? But he's not the one that's putting it upon us. He tells us the answer. Choose life. Scripture.
Yes, like gravity. We can't get mad if we step off a building and splat.
Amen.
Like God did this to me. He killed my son. What happened? He walked off the Empire State Building. Well, he's the one that put gravity in motion. You know, the curse is there.
Right.
So we get to choose this day. Life or death.
Amen.
Blessing or curse.
Amen. And like James was saying, some things are generational. That Adam's sin, I didn't do it, but I had to be born into his sin until I got born again, right? And there's other people. I was also sharing about this. I can't stop someone from making a choice to get in a car under the influence and then get into an accident with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's their demons. It's things that they're choosing in their life that can, there's cause and effect that can affect my life. That's why God says, you know, be diligent, be aware of what's going on. Pray before you get in the car. When I go on trips with my son, I pray for the cars around him, a hedge of protection, and safety for the people around. You know, it's constant. You want God in your life, conscious contact with God, basically, all the time.
Yeah, when I say generational, but because when she said we choose like bad things, but generational stuff comes to us from stuff our forefathers did, 3 and 4 generations.
Well, that's like with Adam.
Goes 10 generations.
And so we have.
So some people are suffering. They didn't actually even do anything. It's
Amen.
Based in their generations. And
but that's why God gives
doesn't
us.
Doesn't sound fair, but
deliverance.
Satan is not fair.
That's
God
right.
gave us the authority to break these things.
Amen.
Repent and break them.
That's right. And he gave us people in our lives to help us do that when we don't know how to do it ourselves. Right? There's many pastors, preachers, teachers that you can listen to. There's people in your life that if you start to express things that are going on, you see, when we're truthful, the first step is about admitting that I'm not living right, that something is not going right, I'm not thinking right, I'm not talking right, I'm not acting right to someone, another person, the exact nature of your wrongs, right? If you can get like that with someone, that's why it's important that we're part of a body, that we're in a church, that we're, you know, exposing ourselves to people because we want them to see us for who we really are, right? And if there's things that need correction, if you can't recognize it on your own with the Lord, he will send somebody. He will give you a word. He'll give you a bulletin. He'll give you a person not even talking to you, just a prophecy for somebody else. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's for me. You know, my own child, listen, sometimes when he was young, he used to say things to me and I'd be like, well, you know, he was correct. Yeah. And he was correcting me and I didn't have to say, oh, you're correcting me. I just heard. And I'm like, oh, God, thank you.
I remember
you.
Some of them times.
Yeah.
He's riding in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Mommy does it.
Amen. Amen. But be open to receive it because when you do, you get relieved. You get free.
Right. Or where you were in that state, that was the best person to give it to you, because you'd have probably
Amen.
Really lost this yeah. somebody you wouldn't receive.
Yeah. I know. God loves us. He knows, right? And we have to, and you know, when I was praying to God, there's several prayers that I specifically remember when I wasn't even following him. You know, I was just, you know, I knew about him. You know, he was just God. Just God, imagine. mm-hmm. And like religiously, mm-hmm. a religious view. And there's several prayers that really stand out, desperate prayers for me. And they were not, some of them were to get what I want, okay? But they were desperate cries for help. They stand out more. Because right after those, it didn't happen maybe right away, but like maybe during that week, something happened where I got an opportunity to change. You know what I mean? Like things, I remember them. They were pretty pivotal in my life, turning points. You know, did I stay the course? No. In certain areas when I was younger, but he saved me. Totally was there for me whenever. And, you know, so, and that was faith that, God, I'm just going to cry out to you. And I hope and I believe it's hope. That you helped me, you know, and he was revealing himself. But I allowed the world to keep me blinded. So, and I have some examples. I prayed for his mercy to get out of a very bad situation that I was in. It was like a drug den, and I was, you know, just bad things were happening, and I just didn't know how to get out of the world. And shortly after, I found myself in a detox hospital, rehab, halfway house, three-quarter house, like a full year of just like removed from the world.
Praise God.
Amen. Right? And then even in sobriety, that wasn't the answer, you see. That wasn't the solution. He's the solution. So I stopped doing things, but I had severe depressions that I would get these heavy depressions that I didn't want to live, basically. Like, what's the point? Because I had no purpose. Even though I had children and things, I didn't have a sense of purpose in me because I didn't have him in me. I wasn't alive inside. I had a lot of life outside, but inside there was nothing. And I remember crying out to him for that, like, God, I just don't want to go down this pit. I felt like the pit of hell. And shortly after that, I found myself in a prayer meditation meeting. Like, that was like divine. I was like, mm-hmm. What kind of meeting is this? I was looking around like I was lost. I've been meeting millions of times, you know. I was like, I've never seen anything like this. So, and it was another moment in my life where I knew God was there, you know. And that's when my whole life turned around. So I prayed these prayers before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, before I was even born again. And then, you know, I got the prayer of salvation. Praise the Lord. But I had to... It was up to me to start seeking. When I was looking around like I was lost, it was because I was. I was like, what kind of meeting is this? I need to find out more about it. And then it was because it was his word. It was a prayer and meditation meeting. So, and once you start seeking him and his righteousness, these things start getting added on to your life to provide for you to be able to fulfill his plan and purpose for your plan and purpose on life, in life. So let's see. Where are we?
You're wrong, faith.
Yeah. I'm going on and on. All right, so that's general. Okay, so here we go. The gift of faith is not the same as general faith, which is every belief that every believer has and even the non-believer. So the fruit of faith, and I just want to keep reminding everybody of that. The fruit of faith is Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So the fruit of faith is different from the gift of faith. This is what we also grow in. We grow in our fruit. So we can grow to new levels. We get go deeper in our faith, grow to different levels in faith, wider in our faith. And as we walk with the Lord and apply his word into our life, because the fruit of the Spirit, right? The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of faith is God's character in us. It's identifying as the new man. It's who God created us to be. So when I'm operating in the fruit of the Spirit, that's God wants us to do that daily. It's a daily reprieve of spiritual condition, right? Gives us freedom. So what kind of spiritual condition do I want to be in one day? Daily bread, right? And all of this is God's character. It's who God is in me, who he wants to manifest out of me, right? In my daily walk. For me. Fruit is for me. And yes, we do share our fruit because that's why he overflows it, you know, so that I can give someone else. You need a fruit of joy? Here you go. Take a bite of this, James. He doesn't need one, but you can have a little extra. Okay. So the fruit of faith.
The fruit of faith. If they could see you, it would be a lot better.
So the fruit of faith is also known as faithfulness, and it's God faithfulness growing inside of us, right? And it's showing up. It's spending time with him. As we practice these principles in our life with God, right, we grow together with him. And then we grow with others. Hallelujah. So the fruit of the Spirit is for the development, the spiritual growth of our spirit man, right? Our soul, the heart and soul, mind, mood, will, emotion. We need to be renewed in our mind so that our spirit man can grow and be transformed into the true man identity, the one that God truly made before his idea in his head. Before we were even born, okay? He thought of each and every one of us. You listening right now. You were a thought. You were in Christ. You were in God. And he thought of you. And then he spoke you out. Hallelujah. Right? So it's God's character. It's Christian character. It's a believer's character. It's one with God. As I am in him, he is in me. Jesus prayed that prayer for us, that we could be one with the Father in him. And to produce power in the believer's life. So fruit is for power for my life, the fruit of the Spirit, okay? I want to operate in the fruit. I want to function and operate, the both of them, as I grow in the fruit. So for me. So fruit is to grow God's glory in me, right? But the gifts are to give God's glory out of me to another, right? As the Holy Spirit wills. For others to experience God's glory out of us. And that's such a blessing and an honor. You know, blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto Ancient of Days. So it's been going on and on and on. It has not stopped. The Bible is the same yesterday, today, and it will be tomorrow. So rely on that. So the gift of faith, and this is what we operate in as the Spirit wills, right, 1 Corinthians 12:9, to another faith by the same Spirit. The gift of faith is not imparted to all, and it is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit to receive a miracle. Someone needs a miracle, and we get to receive the miracle first in us to lay hands on power to lay hands on. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it can even be, the gift of faith can even be for Not for people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, some of them times, you know, a lot of them times when I rebuke the rain and stuff, they had to be there sometimes.
That's but it was for them because they needed to race that day, James. It's always because it's for the benefit of the greater good.
Say Jesus turned water into wine, but that's a miracle, not. Okay, I'll think of something.
Amen. And they needed to see God through that miracle, through that faith that you had. Yeah, because James couldn't do that. I mean, that was pretty obvious. How could James do something like that? Thank God. Right? Only God could do that, and you prayed with them. Hallelujah. So, okay. Okay, so it's really for the world. Okay. So with the gift of faith, there is the manifestation of the evidence of the supernatural one, God. His supernatural power, right, can supernaturally and against all odds, without a doubt, manifest God's miracle All right. Believe faith for God's miracle. It's faith that just unwavering. It's this is happening. I don't care. God said it and it is done. That's okay. I like that song.
You want to cut us off?
Yeah. We can stop.
No, that's wonderful. Okay, so by the gift of faith, the believer is given.
He was perfect, too.
It was perfect right in there.
See, I thought he was perfect. Yeah. I'm kidding.
The ability to receive a miracle. So it's a supernatural ability to receive a miracle, the impossible from God to give to another, right? Or to give, like you said, to have something altered. So, like when the miracle of the sun, the day stopping, right? Right. But that was really for the benefit. God wanted to show himself. It's always for, I don't care. It's always for the for somebody. Somebody was like, what? I was just thinking that. And God did that. Hallelujah. So whether it be for supernatural protection, provision, casting out unclean spirits, raising of the dead, laying hands on the laying hands for the Holy Spirit to even come into, you know, for the tongues, laying hands for the sick, or declaring blessings. That's all about the faith, the gift of faith too. All right. The promise of the gift of faith is supernatural blessings, personal protection, supernatural provision, casting out spirits, ministering the Holy Spirit to another person. Hallelujah. Those who possess the gift of faith believe God in such a way, right? Because it's his faith, really, right? That he honors their word. As he's speaking his word through you, he's honoring because you're doing it. You're cooperating. I say that word a lot because cooperating is very important. We want to cooperate with God. How do we do that? By honoring his word. If you don't know what God's telling you, read his word. That's a conversation with God. That's directions, that's comfort, that's answers to solutions. I mean, that everything you need is in there, in his word. It's in him. Hallelujah. So he honors their word as his own word. That's what it is. That's what the gift of faith is. And he, I'm talking about God, miraculously brings it to pass. He said it, it is finished. So ask God for the gift of faith. We're supposed to desire the gifts, right, James?
Yes, it says, and it says eagerly desire to prophesy.
That's right. So we talked about...
So everybody can beat you up.
So we talked, I think we're done with the gift of faith. So we're going to move into the gift of healing. I know you like that, James, the gift of healing. So, and you know, the gift of healing is, if it's something that, you know, you find yourself drawn to, probably, God's probably wanting to use you in that area too, you know, amen. Right? Amen. So the gifts of healings, this is the one that's plural because there's many different ways to receive healing and administer healing. And there's many ways that it was done in the Bible. I know many stories, James, you know many stories about different ways God directs someone to healing another. He directs it, right? Don't, just because we hear a story doesn't mean you should spit in somebody's eye. Unless God tells you to do it, right? And step 12 is about loving. And, you know, you can't, this is something that's really important. And it, not that you... Because we always say, we've been telling people that you can have a gift and not have fruit, which is true. But to have the fruit with the gift is so much better because compassion, when you're doing healing, compassion, mercy. I mean, Jesus laid hands on lepers. You couldn't even touch a leper. I mean, we have to be, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that kind of faith into healing, like where you're not afraid, no fear in it. You want to lay, and you believe with all your heart that when you put your hand on someone or you cast out a demon, because healings aren't only about sickness, it's about deliverance. I mean, whether they're mentally tormented, physically tormented, spiritually tormented, you know, like there's different ways to be tormented and have sickness and dis-ease. Sickness is soul sickness, dis-ease is bodily. And if you have a spiritual malady, that means you're not even operating your spirit man. You're allowing your your natural man to dictate your life, you know?
Yeah, and I got started, the Lord, first time I ever heard his voice, he told me to go pray for someone. And I went home for a half hour crying, I can't do this, I don't know this man. And I never heard nothing else. So I went and God healed him, and I just started praying for people, and he just healed about 8 in a row. And then that went on for years. But then started praying for, like, when AIDS came out and people like, don't touch him. I'm like, no, I mean, God gave me this gift. It's not to run. And I asked Luann, she used to have some apartments. And when I knew COVID was coming, I was seeing how bad it was overseas. I said, look, I don't know if people are going to be dead in the streets. We didn't know.
Right.
And most people were blind to it was even coming. And I asked her, can I stay in one of your apartments if it gets bad here? Because I want to lay hands on people because I'm called to. But I don't know about going home to my mom afterwards at 90 years old.
Right, to be,
and you said I could.
Of course.
And then Luann thought she had it. She either had a bad case of pneumonia or...
I have evidence.
Yeah. And then went over and I'm like... I was thinking about my mom, like, no, I'm called to lay hands. I laid hands on you. Then the next day I called, I'm like, holy cow, because you couldn't even talk the night before. You were like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, my God. I said, I don't care if it was pneumonia or I think it was COVID, but I said, either way, you had a miracle. Yeah. Like, praise God.
Something came out of me. You remember? I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah. And then, but I do want to say I was worried because people I knew that were like, in church and stuff that I kept having visions of wouldn't make it with where their walk was. Some of them were elderly, some of them had bitterness, and I was like, oh gosh, I don't want to see people dying, you know? So I didn't push it on them, but I wasn't worried about touching it or anything.
Right. So the gift of healing is a little different than the authority to lay hands on the sick and everything. We have that as believers, right? But then
in
you get
faith.
Yeah, through faith.
So you just through faith.
Exactly.
Wigglesworth may have been just operating through faith.
Amen.
But and the only reason I thought I had the gift healing is I kept having people that didn't know me calling me out in churches. God says he gave you the gift of healing right after all that started.
Right.
Whether it's still operating or it's faith now, I don't know. But
right. So we do have authority to lay hands on the sick, which is different than the gift of faith. I mean, the gift of healing. But but we want to still use our authority because it could come as your faith, as you develop in the faith and the gift of faith comes upon you. Usually there's a healing or a miracle that comes with that, you know, when you're standing and when God's operating through you, his faith through you, then there's a miracle or healing going to happen. And when we say healing, it's deliverance, it's healing of heart, relationships. You know, this it's not only just sickness like that. I mean, they're all sick, you know, sick relationships and everything. But what I'm saying is when we hear healings, laying hand on the sick, and they shall recover, we think automatically they have a diagnosis of, you know, it could be depression, you know. It could be like unforgiveness.
And if you have, if you suffer depression, let the past go.
Amen. And anxiety, don't worry about tomorrow. Just stay where you're at. God's a God of now, right this minute, right? And he's talking to you right now. So Matthew 10:8 says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So the purpose for gifts of healing, and the healings is your spirit man, right, is to deliver the sick and suffering, the tormented, the diseased, and destroy the works of the devil. It's not only just for, it's to destroy the works of the devil, all right, in the human body. Because that there are people who need human suits, not space suits, human suits. So we're in a human suit because the only way we can sustain life here is being in this vessel, in this human body. And those
never
beings,
meant to be in vanity, like we don't even realize how bad we are in it now. I mean, if they had never invented mirrors, the whole country would be a lot less sick, because even not liking yourself can bring sickness on you, you know what I'm saying? But he's trying to give us something. We got fingers, hands, we function, and we make it all about how we look. It's like,
and you know what's really funny,
it seems
James?
So normal growing up this age. I mean, and I'm not saying I don't fall into that, it's just is so far off base.
And you know,
6,000 years of people weren't doing this.
Because this just came inside as you said that. And the only thing that our eyes can't see is ourselves without a mirror. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't. We can rely on what someone else says. My daughter was in a program when she was younger, and it was, you know, like a survival in the woods kind of thing. And they had no mirrors, no nothing. And she had, like, one of those blisters on her lip. And they had to coach her through it. Like, the stages that it was at, they couldn't have medicine, nothing. So she had to go through the process, and she had to trust the other girls to tell her what stage it was at, you know, where they were, you know, what it looked like, because it changed her life. She did, you know, I mean, it was something that, you know, was for her very beneficial. So, yeah, you know, it's true. So we're given this gift of healing, gifts of healing, because there are different types of ways, diseases and sicknesses. So there's different gifts for different healings. So when he might tell you to, like when Jesus spit on the ground and the dirt made mud and put it on the guy's eyes for sight, he healed that way. Another time it was, you know, pick up your mat. There's so many different ways. And then we have pastor, preachers, and teachers that had very bizarre ways that what they were told, but they were effective. They were God telling.
Learning the voice of the Lord.
Amen. Learning the voice of the Lord.
When Kenneth Hagin was ministering.
Dead babies.
This guy, this lady was deaf in her ear, and the Lord said, punch her in the ear. And he's like, I don't think I'll rightly be punching anybody. Three times, the third time, he just walked off and smacked her, and her ear opened up.
Amen.
And then she went and sat down, and the guy next to her said, did that hurt? She goes, I didn't really feel it.
Amen.
But you better know you're hearing the Lord when you go punch yourself.
That's right.
Same thing happened with a 9-pound tumor in a lady he punched and disappeared.
That's right. Amen.
Wigglesworth did that a lot.
Yeah. And that one of them, was it Wigglesworth with the baby?
Yeah. Went kicked the baby.
Yeah.
It was dead. Came back to life.
Came back to life. Hallelujah. Because, that takes that kind of faith. God's faith.
And knowing the voice of the Lord. He had to hear the Lord. Yeah. I'm just thinking, amen. Wigglesworth had to hear the Lord.
Amen.
Because, I mean, man, if that wouldn't have. The baby when he came back to life. Oh, my God. He'd have been in prison.
Right. So when we read this, it's about the spirit man destroying the works of the devil for God. God, the spirit man gives access to God. We're one with God, right? And it casts off and it heals the soul and the body of people, because that's where the attack is. It's in our soul and our body. The enemy wants to attack. He can't take your spirit. He can only influence your spirit. Either you're going to believe the old man identity or the new man identity. Which one are you going to listen through? Right?
I was thinking the first time. I was trying to think of that happened to me. It did happen with, he told me to blow on someone and I didn't the first time. And I was repenting. I'm like, Lord, that's just weird. Mm-hmm. And then the next time it happened, a torn rotor cup came. I actually have a video of that one.
Amen.
And I just blew on it. It's like, oh my God, it just went numb and was totally ill.
Amen. Amen. And but this is
it's
not...
being led, though.
Yeah, amen. And this is should be like, okay, it's like even when we're operating in the fruit and the measure of faith that if we choose to receive our measure from God, this is normal believer's life. But it shouldn't be surprising. I mean, except for the ones when it becomes the gift, because those are that moment and it's big. But what I'm saying, everyday functioning should be when my son says his throat hurts, I grab his throat, in Jesus' name be healed, and I walk out of the room. I don't even think twice. I just do it, you know? How he wants to, you know, respond, or that's his faith or whatever. I believe that I'm supposed to do that, so I do it. Because that's what God told me to do, lay hands on the sick. If I hear somebody is, I do it. When I go praise home... God. If someone says, oh, they don't feel good or something's going on, let me pray for you. Do you mind if I touch you? Do you mind if I pray for you? You know, or I'll just say, in Jesus' name, you're healed, and I walk away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So gifts of healing, it is plural because there's different healings, different manifestations that God wants to express himself so that, because he knows the person he's dealing with. We don't need to know them. We don't need to know all about them. We need to hear the voice of the Lord and follow his instruction. And I guarantee that that person will know that God heard them, that God showed up for them, without a doubt, right?
Yeah, and he may give you, we don't need to know, but if something comes to you, just speak it, because
prophecy,
a word of knowledge,
yeah,
you can knowledge. Just say, just a name, yeah. That's my name.
Amen.
Because that
it might be connected
that
to
word
something.
Of knowledge,
yeah, amen.
Can just give them the faith to believe the healing,
amen.
Cause a miracle.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of why words of knowledge happen. You know, when they start calling your addresses, all that. I mean, why do they know where they live? Why you tell them their address?
Yeah,
it's or for their faith.
Yeah,
to build,
or like what you're saying,
you're
even
God.
when you're praying healing, the gift of healing, you may get a word, a person's name, or an event that happened that you know nothing about,
right.
But it's part of that healing that needs to happen. That person knows that you couldn't know, and that's how you know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, thank you, you know, and just give him all the glory, praise him for it, you know. So the gift of healing is plural for that reason. It's given by God for supernatural healings of diseases without natural means from any source. It's like God is performing its miracle healings. I mean, for the person, it's not only a healing, it's a miracle, you know. But there's also the gift of miracles, which are...
We'll get that next week.
And we'll yeah. probably end a little... You know, we'll probably pick up on the healings because it goes hands in hand. Hand in hand. Oh, God. So this is normal functioning for the believer to use our authority, Jesus' name, right? Jesus gave us authority to his disciples, to the follower. We are his disciples. We are his followers. Okay. So this week, because we're going to be ending soon, so this week I'm going to challenge everyone that if you feel a symptom, if you hear a symptom from someone, ask if you can pray for them. Ask God first to lead and direct you into where he would have you go, because he knows who needs his love, his hand, his touch, his word, and ask to be used. We should desire these gifts, right? And we should be cultivating the fruit. So with that, Pastor Tom will be with us next week. Praise the Lord.
The following week we'll go to miracles.
Yeah, the following week. So James, you want to pray?
Father, we thank you for this day, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask you to bless these people. Anyone desiring spiritual gifts, I just ask that you impart great gifts unto them, that your body can move forward, Lord, in signs, wonders, and miracles. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I agape you. Shalom, shalom. See you next week. Well, talk to you next week.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980.
All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
The joy of the Lord is my
strength. Say it again, the joy of the Lord.
Down the mountain, the river flows, and it brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valley and over the fields, the river is rushing. And the river is here. The river of God sets our feet to dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter. And we rejoice, for the river is here.
The river of God, streaming with life.
Yeah.